This is the reveal process. We begin by doing the peace process. And that starts by closing your eyes. Now focus on your breath. Notice when the in-breath begins, and notice when it ends. Notice when the out-breath begins, and when it ends. Notice the rhythm of when in begins, and then makes the transition to out. Notice how long each phase takes, how long the in takes and the out takes. Now notice how long both take together. Begin to notice the space between the in and out breath. Notice that the space is very slight, but if you let yourself, you can become more aware of it. Notice that it's not holding and stopping. It's just a distance in between in and out. A transition of energy. Now notice that your life energy is like the ocean, with waves of energy going in and out with the breath. Now begin to see yourself, your being, as this ocean, with the waves moving back and forth in rhythm with the breath. Observe the surface, which is full of busyness, waves, foam, movement, much like your mind filled with the busyness of thoughts, and the body busy with feelings moving into thoughts, and thoughts creating feelings. And now notice that all this busyness is floating on the surface level and near the surface level. Now let yourself go deeper, dropping down and down in this ocean to where it's less busy, and it's getting more and more quiet the deeper you go, and the further away you get from the noise of the surface. The deeper you go, the more distance you're putting between you and the busy surface of thoughts and feelings. Now let yourself go even deeper, where it is even more silent and with less movement. And even though every now and again a few thoughts will bubble up out of you to the surface, or some feelings may arise and float up, there's no need to try and change this phenomenon or ignore your thoughts and feelings. Just notice that the deeper you go, the more they are becoming less and less present in your awareness, and fewer and fewer, as you have more and more quiet. Now notice this effect continuing as you go deeper, now finding yourself in almost pure silence, inside and without. Let yourself float at this level. And while you are floating and in the feeling of silence, let whatever question you have slip outside the boundaries of your being and into the depths of the ocean of silence you're floating in. Let the curiosity flow out of you into the ocean surrounding you. And let this question flow like waves rippling throughout this vast ocean of silence. And now simply wait for an answer to drift back to you. It may come quickly, or it may take a little bit of time. If any thoughts occur about how fast or slow it is, simply let those thoughts escape and bubble up to the busy surface while you stay filled with the silence. Sometimes the response will be quick, and sometimes the question lingers as it gathers what it needs to respond to you, like a sonar wave rippling through the water into the essence of your being. And now let it seep into your conscious awareness in whatever form it comes. Words, a feeling, a sensing, pictures, sounds, or symbols. Whatever way it comes is the way it needs to come. Then when you have it, even if there's no response, slowly let yourself rise to the surface, bringing your answer with you along with that depth of silence in your being. Bring it all with you as you come to the surface, so that even when you get to the top, you still feel the silence within you and the answer resonating with you. When you feel you're at the surface and back in the room, open your eyes. Write down your answer if you feel that's appropriate. Write the word or words of it if it was in sentence form. Write a description if it was something you saw, heard, or felt. If it came as a symbol, see if you can draw the symbol. Do whatever you need to do to be able to reference it later. And then let your curious self guide you to the relevance that it has for you. Let it show itself to you. Let it reveal.